And now, it's Gospel Time with Roger Boone. If you have special prayer requests or if you would like to be a part of this ministry, please send all correspondence to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And now, it's Gospel Time.
City whose builder and maker is God. His journey took him to a lot of places, but he never found it here in this life. Someday my travels will be ended. I'll lay aside this earthly rig. All my troubles and trials be over. I'm standing on the little end of something big. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe in me too. In my Father's house so many mansions, but I go to prepare a place for you. Someday my travels will be ended. I'll lay aside this earthly rig. All my troubles and trials be over. I'm standing on the little end of something big. Brother John on the Isle of Patmos, where he received the revelation from God. He saw that holy city descending. It was coming down from heaven on high. Someday my travels will be ended. I'll lay aside this earthly rig. All my troubles and trials be over. I'm standing on the little end of something big. I'm standing on the little end of something big.
I'm standing on the little end of something big. That is Freddie Gibson and New Dawn right here on It's Gospel Time. Hello, friends, and welcome to this edition of It's Gospel Time. I'm Roger Boone, going to be around with you for a little while, and I want to thank you for taking your time to tune in. And I sincerely hope the program today is a blessing to you, and I hope you'll tell a friend and tell a neighbor and ask them also to tune in and be with us. I'd like to say thank you for the cards and the letters. And it's less than a month now. We'll make 28 years on April 22nd, 1989, as the very first It's Gospel Time program. And almost 28 years of radio broadcast. And I thank the Lord for the opportunity. And I hope we've blessed you and hope we've been a blessing to others throughout the years. I'd like to say thank you for all the cards and letters. The address, Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. And by the way, if you'd like to help us with the expenses of this ministry, you do whatever God would lead you to do. And if you will, you'll be blessed and others will be blessed also. But I do want to mention all of our non-commercial stations, those that do the share-a-thons to raise their operating expenses. Please always support your local Christian radio station. And even if it's not a non-commercial station, what they call non-commercial, but it's a full-time gospel music and Christian programming station, well, I can assure you they're always in need of two things, prayer and financial support. So consider that. But if God lays it on your heart to help this ministry, you do what God leads you to do. And I want to say thank you to all of you that purchased the book, A Mama's Dream. It's a true story written by my wife, Diane. It's been a couple of years now, and it's touched hearts across the country. And $10 includes shipping. If you'd like to have one, and you can send $10 to Roger Boone, 50 Boone Trail, Weaverville, North Carolina, 28787. Simply say, I want the book or A Mama's Dream. It doesn't matter. And if you'd like to give me a call, you can do that at 828-778-3350. 828-778-3350. All right, friends, let's go ahead and get into the Word of God in the book of the Revelation. In the book of the Revelation, chapter 13. Now, some people refer to this and as the Revelation of John, you know, but and even the heading in my Bible says the Revelation of St. John the Divine. But the very first verse clears all that up, doesn't it? In chapter 1, the Revelation of Jesus Christ. So we're in the book of the Revelation, and we'll begin reading in chapter 13, verse number 1, go down through verse number 10 for today. Alexander Scorby is reading for us from the King James Version of the Bible.
And I stood upon the sand of the sea, and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having 7 heads and 10 horns, and upon his horns 10 crowns, and upon his heads the name of blasphemy. And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, and his seat, and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. And they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him? And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. If any man have an ear, let him hear. He that leadeth into captivity shall go into captivity. He that killeth with the sword must be killed with the sword. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints.
Well, he stacks the shelves and mops the floor down at the local grocery store. He's been a Christian for some time, but he's just not the silent kind. He's so saved, he's not ashamed. If the Spirit moves, he's not to blame. Some say he's a little overboard, but he just really loves the Lord. Testimony on our fire. Wants the world to know that God's alive.
Testimony on our fire.
Jesus saves, he lets them know. As the tears begin to flow, it makes him shout.
Testimony on Alpha.
He couldn't hold it in, had to let it out.
Testimony on Alpha.
Need a clean up on our night. Testimonies on Alpha. Gotta tell him where he's been, Now he was lost, but now he's found. And it don't matter who's around, he's already on the boss's list. Just might lose his job for this, but he says, I'll work for free today. There are just some things I gotta say. Testimony on aisle five.
Testimony on aisle
five. Wants the world to know that God's alive.
Testimony on aisle five.
Jesus saves, he lets him know. As the tears begin to flow, the Spirit moves and makes him shout.
Testimony on aisle five.
He couldn't hold it in, had to let it out.
Testimony on aisle five.
Need to clean up on aisle. Testimonies on aisle five. Well, before you reach the checkout line, follow the bread and pastry sign. Just park the cart and hang around. Hear the old time gospel sound. Testimony on aisle five.
Testimony on aisle five.
Wants the world to know that God's alive.
Testimony on aisle five.
Jesus saves, he lets him know. As the tears begin,
testimony on aisle five.
He couldn't hold it in, had to let it out.
Testimony on aisle five.
Well, they need a clean up on aisle nine. Testimonies on aisle five. Yeah, they need a clean up on aisle nine. Testimonies on aisle five.
That's a marksman. Testimony on aisle five.
On the river there is a city, a pure delight, where many loved ones are congregating, with bones of victory in roads of water.
Why, just over yonder there'll be no heartaches, no lonely days will ever come.
There'll be no crying, there'll be no
just over yonder. That's Tim Surratt, Karen Peck, and also Steve Gully. Good song and some good singing. Well, friends, we're going to take a little short break, and then following the break, we'll come back in and have you some more great gospel music. Please stay around with us, and we'll be back right after this.